Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Love this song. Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
There you go, BT. You didn't think I knew. The big night, obviously, for the Jets, but the Giants as well. Big night for the Giants. Jets as well, BT. 877-337-6666. I wanted to get into the mock draft from Schrager here. But even with that, would you rather be where the Jets are at as far as the, going into the draft? Forget about where you are as a team.
Okay.
But the excitement level for the draft, would you rather be in a position where you can put what you think are the final pieces on your team or the excitement of having a franchise-changing quarterback?
Answering that from, the purview of a Jets fan, anything that is remotely closer to winning is always going to be more attractive. I've been there with these quarterbacks. I've been there with Darnold. I've been there with Zach. I was there years ago with Geno in round two. And that's exciting. That is definitely galvanizing. Like, all right, we're going to finally get our guy. Giant fans have been there. They had Eli. They had the two championships. Not that they don't miss them. It's been a long, winding road for a while as well. But the Jets roster is just simply much better. It is.
Right. But going into the draft, I'm more excited for the Giants because it could be a change. And by the way, the Jets are going to be down this road in a year or two anyway. You're going to need the franchise quarterback. Right now, the Giants have a chance to get their quarterback. Jet fans thinking that the tight end is going to be the final piece. I mean, I think it's going to be a mistake. I would think he'd be a bust. I'm okay with it at 15. Still don't think he's going to be as good as everybody says he is, Bowers. But I'm okay with it there if they trade down and still get their guy. I am not okay with it at number 10 as far as taking the tight end. Take a lineman if you're going to pick at number 10.
Let me throw one curveball into the equation. I'm going to preface with, this would stun me if it happened. But you've got to investigate every possibility. So the short list, Jets are either getting Bowers tonight, the best wide receiver available, or the best offensive lineman. That's what's going to happen.
Or they trade down.
Well, that's where I'm going. Okay. You just said something interesting. I don't even know that you know what's this interesting. What if, as the Jets get to that nine-ish territory, and then certainly 10, a quarterback that they really love is somehow there? I don't know who it is. Subjective, the analysis and the way they analyze quarterbacks is probably wrong. So just do the opposite. But if they actually, I love the Jets, but come on, man.
You're pumped up. You can't help but take a shot.
Know I love them, and they know I have their back, but come on, guys.
But they stink.
So if there's a situation where it's McCarthy or it's whomever, Penix, can the Jets walk away with their quarterback of the future in round one.
Now, here's why I say there's zero chance of that happening. Do you know why?
Because of Rodgers.
Yes!
Okay,
now, I don't think you're wrong.
Okay, like, that's where I was going to go.
Yeah,
go
we talked about that. The Jets is an organization. You're picking this high. You hope to never be picking that high again.
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking at it the wrong way to a point where we don't even discuss it because it's not even worth discussing because it's not going to happen.
And nobody's brought that up. Yeah, I'll bring it up for the first time.
We talked about it in the offseason where you're projecting forward. Now, we didn't know, or not even the offseason. Maybe it was toward the end of the year. And we're talking about where the Jets might be picking.
Before they beat the Pats
Before
streak over.
Before they ended their streak against the Pats and screwed themselves four picks or whatever it may be. But, yeah, we were talking about the idea of, hey, this is the year because you hope to never be picking here again. Get the quarterback and transition nicely. Have him learn under Rodgers for a year or two.
Yeah.
And then that's it. That's the ideal situation. They're not going to do it even if he falls to them because Rodgers would throw a hissy fit. He wants either a lineman or a tight end. I think the Jets are going to take offensive lineman. In this latest mock draft from Schrager, we'll get more into it. He has him at Bowers. You've talked about Bowers. That has been a popular sentiment. Or maybe a wide receiver if, let's say, Bowers is gone or they trade down. But I don't think it's going to be a quarterback, BT, because Rodgers would throw, he'd go nuts.
Well, if they're concerned about what he thinks, then they're destined to fail. I mean, I'm rooting for Aaron. I happen to like Aaron Rodgers. I think he's really interesting. Some people don't. Whatever, it's fine. But the Jets shouldn't give a rat's behind what Aaron Rodgers is thinking right now. I don't care what Aaron Rodgers wants. You can't.
Which is why I'd be making the pick for not now. You don't make a draft. You should never. I don't care where your team is at. You should never make a draft pick based on now, the short term.
I agree, but we disagree on what somebody like Bowers would do for the future. To me, it's a...
Right.
If they walk away with Bowers at 10, or they drop back two or three spots and still get Bowers, you're drafting... it seems like you're placating Rodgers, but you're also helping out the next quarterback. I just want to get back to something a little quicker. Then I got a question on Schrager's draft, then we'll get back to the calls.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so... Because of the... Hear me out. This is wacky, but this might actually be what the Jets should do. So let's say they go from 10 to 13 or 14.
Okay.
I did it again, didn't I?
Yeah, no, it's all okay. Right. It's your thing.
That's
like
my thinking thing. All right. They go from 10 to 13 or 14.
Sounds like you're shaking Tic Tacs or something.
Why are you shaking your head, dude?
Catch it?
I'm glad that I'm not the only one that recognizes that.
I don't know how. Well, now that you brought it up, I can't unhear it. I mean, I noticed it. How do you even do it? Can you do it again? Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
Anyway, okay.
All right, so
let's say.
It's years of contemplation, fellas.
Yeah, right.
So if they drop back a few slots, 10 to 13 or 14, and I'm just going to use Penix as an example just to push this thing forward and not belabor it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say Penix is there.
At 10.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said trade back.
Yeah. Right there. So they're going to trade back, and they love Penix. They're like, how is this guy still here? We thought the Raiders would do this or that team would do that. Wow. We got to take him. And they take him, right? And as they go from 10 to 13 or 14, they recover a second-round pick that they don't have this weekend because of the Rodgers trade.
Then they take a lineman or wide
receiver. Then they take a wide receiver in round two.
Yeah, I like that. Now you're talking.
Okay. And then there's still a couple of depth pieces that are just slightly beyond depth, not stars, that they can sign in free agency for the offensive line. And then you take a big boy in the round three or four on the O-line. Like, there's a way to address the offense for this season and also the quarterback season moving forward.
Right, but...
They won't do it.
And that's the problem. What you just put out there is a very smart, thought-out plan that could help them... Not only now in the short term, but also in the future. And that's how Joe Douglas should be approaching it. That's how Woody Johnson should want Joe Douglas to be approaching it. However, they're not. They're approaching it like, this is it. All in. Aaron Rodgers. Here we go. The next 2 years. We're set. We just need a tight end. Bull crap. I'd rather that trade down, take a quarterback if he's there, get a wide receiver later in this deep wide
stacked
receiver draft.
Stacked.
Take a lineman, whatever it may be.
Stacked.
Not, let's get the tight end to help Rodgers now in the short term. I'm telling you, I think Bowers has bust written all over him. I know you're going to be excited to take him, and I understand why Jet fans would. I would not. I'd be better if they took him a little bit later, if they trade down, but I like your plan better. Unless you take a stud offensive lineman with that number 10 pick, trade down, see what happens. If the quarterback falls to you and you love him, Penix, you wouldn't think Penix is more of an asset to your team moving forward than a tight end?
You would, and you should, but the problem is that, and you just hit this, and we all know it, the GM doesn't win, gone. What does Michael Penix do for Joe Douglas? Nothing.
Yeah, but that's stupid.
Zero.
Then if I'm the owner, I would not allow
but
that.
But now you're asking an owner who's a good guy but doesn't know football to intervene. And that's one of the problems with the Jets.
All right, so real quick before we get to the calls.
Trader, you got the, give me his top 10. Go ahead. Let me hear an order.
Williams.
Yep.
Daniels.
Yep.
Drake May.
Oh, they got Drake May going through. So the Pats, he doesn't have him trading out.
Correct.
Go ahead. Number four, Cardinals.
Harrison Jr.
Makes
See,
sense.
We're starting to like now circle back to what everybody thought
the original.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Because neighbors hopped over Harrison in a few mocks. Number five, Chargers. What are they doing?
Little surprise here, Drake? At least to me. No, Stan Pat.
Receiver.
J.C. Latham, offensive tackle from Alabama.
Well, okay. Jim Harbaugh, and I believe I have to double check this. I could be wrong. I think Harbaugh brought Greg Roman with him to L.A. Greg Roman was with him. Greg Roman was his OC with the Niners.
Okay.
He, right, Patty? Okay, thank you. And it was a very run hit before Kaepernick, but Colin ran a lot as well. Alex Smith, that running, some Frank Gore, you know, they ran. So if they took an old lineman, I don't know that I would do that when I just lost Mike Williams, but that wouldn't stun me if you know how Jim Harbaugh operates.
Right. And you know what? You know what? I trust how Jim Harbaugh operates.
Yeah, that's true. That because it's worked.
Correct. So if he's taking a lineman, what does that tell you? Other teams should be taking a lineman, too.
They get lost Keenan Allen, position, too.
But,
that's right.
Yeah, but they'll figure it out. They'll get a wide receiver later. He'll figure it out.
Okay, anyway, seven or six.
Six would be the Giants.
Giants, what do we got? Receiver. Neighbors.
Yep.
Yeah. There's a lot of smoke with that. Okay. I think Neighbors is awesome.
Let me just read what he wrote here, Schrager.
I like him.
New York will look long and hard at J.J. McCarthy and Joe Alt. And though there's been some, what's his name, Adunze?
The other receiver, Adunze,
with this pick. Washington. I'll follow the herd and say Neighbors.
Well, hopefully he doesn't follow Colin Cowherd because Colin usually messes up this draft stuff. Not that herd.
So Giants take Neighbors at six. He has, this is Peter Schrager, according to NFL.com, his mock draft 2.0.
Okay.
Which was published, I think, either yesterday or today. He has the Vikings trading up at number seven with the Titans to take McCarthy.
There's no doubt they're moving in. Okay, so McCarthy 7, 8 is
Atlanta.
Falcons?
They take Dallas Turner, which has been, exactly. Yep. Edge rusher from Bama. That's been pretty consistent.
It has been.
Bears at 9 take the receiver.
Which one?
Adunze.
Oh, they take the third of the third in some people's. I think Adunze. These receivers are all amazing.
I'm going to give you the next three. And
number
then we
10, can, Giants. Jets are taking, obviously, the tight end Bowers.
Jets has Bowers.
Yep.
Titans in their trade down with the Vikings.
Joe Alt. Oh, listen, the Titans, I know you don't care about the Titans.
No,
if they get him at 11.
That's what I mean. That's a great deal.
A lot
deal.
Of people think they're going to get him at 7.
Right.
That's fantastic. Okay.
Right. So they take him at 11. Broncos at number 12.
Quarterback.
Yep.
Nix. Penix.
Yep. Bo Nix.
Why? Nix or Penix?
Bo Nix. And then at 13, the Raiders take Penix.
Raiders would win that. I'm not a big Bo Nix guy.
14, the Saints get that lineman from Penn State. So I'll just give you that. That's
good. Okay. Yeah.
But I mean,
probably 75% wrong based, and not against Trakes, just the way this stuff goes down.
Now, this would be an uneventful, like his latest mock draft is less exciting than his original one. I mean, it's basically status quo.
Well,
one trade
it,
with the Vikings trading up.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
If it plays out like this, I would not like it for two reasons. One, the Giants taking Neighbors at 6 and the Jets taking Bowers at 10.
And I actually love both of those picks.
Ooh, I would hate that. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, 877-337-6666. Anthony's on Long Island. What's up, Ant?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? How are we doing today?
How are you?
Hey, Ant.
Good, good, good. So I see what you guys are saying about moving on from Daniel Jones. I get it. He's always injured. But it's just as economically, it just doesn't make sense for the Giants. They're going to take a huge cap hit if they cut him. And then if you bring in a kid who you really like and you want him to produce and everything, then you're gonna have to start him right away anyway. It's just bad.
You mean you have to start who right away, the kid or Jones?
You'd have to start the kid.
Why? You know, who says who?
Because you just wasted a top six pick on a quarterback. It's just crazy.
Mahomes didn't play at all outside of like 20 snaps his first year.
Right, I get that. But who did Patrick Mahomes have in front of him? A guy who won
Alex
the division.
Smith.
Right.
Is like Alex Smith that much better than Daniel Jones?
Well, obviously,
No, now hold on. Or did Alex Smith have a good offensive line with the Niners, a great coaching staff, and then when he went to Kansas City where he won 10 or 11 games, three games in a row, a sick coaching staff with talent?
Right,
I mean,
right. I get that.
Okay.
I get what you're saying, and I agree with you, but here's the thing. What I want them to do is, I've told you guys a million times, I want no part of J.J. McCarthy, because because he's Daniel Jones 2.0. It's just, and if we're complaining about Daniel Jones, then why would we draft Daniel Jones all over again? So honestly, I think the perfect scenario for them would be Minnesota trading up to 4, right? Them taking JJ, and then for some miracle, the Chargers draft an offensive lineman, and Marvin Harrison Jr. falls to the Giants' left.
That's not happening. Right? The Giants might get a receiver, and thanks for the call there, Anthony. Very good call. They might get a receiver, and Harrison's going to be gone.
There's no way. I will say, if Harrison is there at six, as much as I despise the idea of the Giants taking a wide receiver there, I would be more understanding and accepting if it is Harrison, because he's been consensus, like,
I don't care about the consensus. I think Neighbors is slightly better.
Yeah, all right, but that's fine. But I don't want a receiver, period. But if you tell me he's the best player in the draft and you get him at number six, now you're getting a value that maybe you just could not refuse. However, I think it's asinine for the New York Giants, who can't block, can't run, can't throw, to get a wide receiver. That's like beyond asinine. I mean, well, just take a kicker. You might as well just say, I mean, you need everything else. Build inside out, not outside in.
It's so funny you say kicker. Hold on, I got to pop this up.
No,
not for this year. I did not know this. Now, remember when, hold on a second.
I could already see the digital account. Sal says the Giants should take a kicker instead of taking a wide receiver at number six.
I did not know this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I probably should have, but do you know that in the 1979 NFL draft, the Saints drafted a punter 11th overall?
Oh, I mean, come on.
Did you know that? I didn't know that.
I didn't know that factually, but I do remember it being a big deal.
Like, 11th?
You remember the biggest deal that I remember, and I don't know when
it was.
With
the Jets?
No.
The Jets took the kicker from Ohio State years ago. He was supposed to be amazing.
What was his
name? I think he was second round, though.
Who was it again?
I'm forgetting his name right now. He wasn't as good as he was supposed to be.
Oh, wow. I'm forgetting his name. Me too.
Short guy. Yeah.
Skinny little squad
at Ohio State.
No, the one that I remember most notably was...
Ray Guy?
Sebastian Janikowski.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
The Raiders. That was such a big deal.
He was amazing.
I know, but still, like, you're taking a pick that high on a kicker.
Mike Nugent. There you go.
Mike Nugent. Who was the other? Oh, the Grammaticas. Like, kickers used to go.
Martin Grammatica. Yeah. Ray Guy. I think Ray Guy may have been, I know he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
I think he was a first rounder, late by the Raiders, a punter. But a punt, not even a kicker, a punter in 1979, 11th overall.
If you took a punter now in the first, I do think they're extremely important and big-time weapons. Like, I don't care how the game's evolved, punting still helps you win football games.
It does, obviously.
But imagine taking one in the first round now. I mean, come on.
Nah,
I will quit! Yeah, you're not kidding me.
Can I tell you something about that?
What's up, Bob?
His name was Russell Erzelman, or whatever it is.
Just sounds like he stinks.
Who's that?
Yeah, the punter that was picked.
Oh, okay.
He didn't win the starting job.
What?
Oh my God.
And then he was off the team with by 83, and he had one more season with the Lions in 87. That was
he lost in a punt off in training camp?
Yeah, he didn't win the starting job.
Ugh. I know he was trying to kick field goals too, and he couldn't do that either. What a disaster.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the Fan. We were just talking about during the break. We're pumped up, man, about this draft. And I know it sounds like, oh, yeah, well, why wouldn't you be? But it's an extra feel, BT. It's been fun just dissecting this and talking about it the last couple of days here. And now, you know, because of all the mock drafts and all the talk and all the speculation, it's going to be fun to see it play out. However, I'm always extremely disappointed in the drafts that there's so much hype and drama and possibilities of trades and this and that. If it goes status quo, that's going to be a bore to me. I want some action tonight.
You're going to get it. You're going to get it.
In what way do you think? Uh-oh. You got something here?
Well, I think you're going to get it in a way that is going to make tomorrow really fun. For us. I think the Jets and Giants are going to do things that people love or question with such an energy that it just makes for a very unique show.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a normal routine show.
I know the NFL is king, but think about this. Well, we've done 2 days now on the draft, and it's going to be tomorrow's show, regardless of what happens with the Knicks playoffs. Like, Knicks Sixers in a battle here. Knicks up 2-0 going to game 3 tonight. And if it weren't for the draft, we've been talking about that. But the draft takes precedent, especially where the Giants and Jets are both at. I think that's the intriguing
thing. I think what I'll do is I'm going to be locked into every single second of this Knicks game.
Right.
I'll record the draft, right? And I'll be recording the Knicks as well. But I'll let the draft get about an hour in. See, I've learned to do. I couldn't do this for a while. I had a.
What if they blow it though for you? Like who's doing the Knicks? Is it Breen tonight? Is it Gus?
It's probably on TNT. It's Thursday. I would think.
But doesn't MSG have it as well? You have that.
Yeah, it is on TNT. But I would assume it's on MSG with Breen and Clyde.
Right. Okay.
There's no ESPN games.
Right. So then it's Breen on MSG.
I don't think Breen.
Well, Breen's like, you know what? The Giants took a quarterback. Clyde.
You know what? I think in today's day and age, I think that I don't know. Maybe announcers are kind of said, hey, don't spoil things for the audience. A lot of people live these lives where it's recorded, and I'll watch the Knicks be dialed in from tip to buzzer, and then at halftime of the Knicks game, I will go to the draft. I will not look at my phone once. I won't even my phone will be in my office.
Right,
watch the game with my family, and I'll zoom through every pick, and I'll see what happens. I don't need the 9 or the 10 minutes of nothing.
I will have Knicks on, locked into the Knicks, while having the draft on the iPad.
See, that's not appealing to me, because now you're doing two things. A lot of people can do it.
Well,
I don't like doing that.
Well, but it's not watching a game. I'm literally watching somebody come out and name the selection. I don't want the phone to be a part of it, because then now you're distracted. You're not looking at the game. You're looking at the phone. But if I have the draft on the iPad, you know, in front of me, I'm not locked into it, but I'm, you know, all right, you hear the sound,
you know what's coming up.
Okay, now let me lock in and just watch this pick.
But you have two volumes on at the same time? See, that's a problem for me. I got to hear everything about the Knicks.
I could have the Knicks on blast and have a little, a little.
All right, I know what
you're saying. Plus, the Knicks are probably going to get smoked tonight anyway, so.
I want to get to him a little bit later, even though it's a heavy draft show. Listen, I do think tonight's going to be tough. I hate, even though I love what Tom Thibodeau said, I think that was a great answer. Hey, you're worried about the final 2 minutes. I'm worried about the first 46.
Right.
The way my guy Brunson's been getting knocked around. Brunson took ownership. I got to play a lot better. I still think he will, but I just feel like that whistle is going to be so tilted to Philly tonight. And it's going to be a problem.
The Knicks win tonight. That shows me something. Something for, like, you win tonight. And I do think they're going to have to do it. We talked about this. They're going to have to do it led by Brunson. Now, I would not be stunned if Brunson went off. But if he doesn't, they're going to get smoked tonight. If Jalen Brunson does not go off for an efficient 30, 35 points in tonight's game 3, the Knicks are toast. Assuming health for the Sixers.
See, I don't think there's any scenario where the Knicks get destroyed. I don't think the Philadelphia 76ers have that kind of depth kind of heart.
I'm talking double digits.
Nine-ish.
Well, no,
like,
double digits.
I'm saying like 11, 12.
Yeah, right.
You're not talking about 19, 20.
Well, I mean, I think it could go that way.
No way. It's just a matter of when with Jalen.
I do agree with that. The only trepidation that I have in going all in and saying that is that the Sixers team has had his number. But I was thinking about this on the path on the way in. Like, you're right. Like, he's just too. If we believe he's a superstar, and we do, you and I.
Absolutely.
At some point, I don't care who it is, he's going to get going. And he even said it himself. It's just he's missing shots. Like, he's getting some good looks.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like the Sixers are smothering him. Have they gotten in his head, you know, in his head to a certain extent? Maybe. But it's not like they're smothering him to a point where he hasn't gotten any good looks. He's just missed some shots here. I do think it's a matter of time before he gets going in this series.
I do, too. But I do think that is where I got to credit Philly. They've got the horses to address what he does well. Running that second player at him, the traps, the long arms, and all that stuff, which is impacting him. I feel like he's rushing shots. Like, every star has a night where they just miss open. Even Larry Bird, even Chris Mullin, even Ray Allen, even Dirk. I mean, some of the best pure shooters, right? Steph. Of all time, missed jump shots. But I watch Brunson. I've watched him all year. I watch the Knicks every game. And I feel like every shot he's taking, he's either off balance which is a big part of his game anyway, but more off balance because he's kind of looking behind him or he's not getting to a spot properly because Philly's not letting him. Philly has answers. He's got to just start making shots.
BT and Sal on the fan. Back to your draft calls. Pete is in Hartford, Connecticut, and thank loves God, the tight man. End.
Yo, listen, I mean, who to doesn't? Me, Sal. I am. Listen to me. I'm losing my mind. Oh, it's okay for them to pick a 15, the Bowers of a 9 and 10. They just signed two tackles and paid him millions of dollars. They're not gonna get a tackle at 10 and have him sit on the bench number one. Number two.
No, you have him start for the next 15 years. What are you talking about?
Who cares about the next 15 years? They got 3 years and that's it. That's it. Then they gotta pay Sauce. They gotta pay Wilson. They gotta pay Bruce. This team is done. So is Joe Douglas. So is Salah. This is why you have 2 years and you do whatever Coach Rogers wants. Are you kidding me right now? You guys are going to be pretty much on the ball, but this is insane.
Yeah, but well, I don't understand what you're talking about.
We're saying two different things here, Pete, me and Sal.
Well, you're saying it's insane that I wouldn't take the tight end?
Yeah, because what else are you going to take?
What are you talking about? What else are you going to take? I just told you, Pete. Take an offensive lineman and get up you. I think Bauer's going to be a bust.
Offensive lineman, you've got tackles there. The two tackles
are signed.
Yeah, right. You're going to take a number 10 tackle and have him sit on the bench. For what?
No, you have him start. Pete, do you understand that if you take a tackle that you have him start, you place him in a spot on the offensive line, and you have him start there for hopefully the next 10 to 15 years?
But you just signed two tackles. And
they're not any good. And thank you for the call.
I mean, Tyron Smith is pretty good if he's healthy. He's a Hall of Famer.
And why the Cowboys let him go?
Because he costs money and they got to pay Dak and he's been a little bit banged
up.
But
he's always hurt.
Year he wasn't.
It's the same thing with Joe Douglas. All these guys always get hurt. Pete, they're trying to, piecemeal the offensive line together. Let's go get this guy. Let's go get that. I want a mainstay offensive line. I hope it works out for the Jets, obviously. I don't think it's going to, and I'd rather take a surefire, no doubt about it, definitive offensive line. Or, by the way, if you don't love anybody there at number 10, depending on who falls to you, if you don't love the lineman, trade down. I'm not taking a tight end if I'm the Jets at number 10. I could accept it a little bit better if it's at 15, whatever. Even then, I don't think Brock Bowers is the pick. I saw it with Kyle Pitts. But Brock Bowers, he's not as good as Kyle Pitts. I'm sorry. So I don't.
You don't know that.
Yeah. Well, coming out of school, coming out of college.
But they're saying the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. And Kyle Pitts stinks.
No, he doesn't stink.
He has done nothing
with
the Atlanta Falcons.
He had over 1,000 yards his first year with no quarterback.
He has done nothing. Oh, yeah, tight end transcendent, going to change the game.
You're talking about Kyle Pitts like he's Kyle Brady.
Yeah. Blah, blah, yeah. And the Jets would know about Kyle Brady. How'd that work out?
I wish it was Kyle Pitts instead of Kyle Brady. I like Pete's call a lot. I'm more with him than you on this stuff. But the Coach Rogers, I hear that when he says whatever Coach Rogers wants. I shriek in horror. Like, that drives me nuts. Now, would you take a lineman at 10? Well, you could, but Sal, you're understating what they did this offseason. Mm-hmm. Last year, the O-line...
But I've heard this with the Jets every year.
I get that, but it's different this year. And I'm not talking about Tyron Smith. First of all, the kid Simpson from the Ravens is a stud. And he's 26.
Right.
He's not 34. So you got Simpson, you got Tippmann, who's pretty good, and you got Vera Tucker. And if Vera Tucker gets hurt this year, then you got to say goodbye to Vera Tucker.
And he's the one guy that I like on the offensive line, should be a mainstay if he could just stay healthy.
No doubt. And he could play multiple spots, so he's an incredible asset. So right away, Simpson, Tippmann, Tucker, 60% of your offensive line is not only good, it's real good. Now, Tyron Smith is a bit of a wild card. He's a Hall of Famer. He's a little bit past his prime.
Well, he's definitely past his prime,
but he's still a horse, man. That is a big, immovable object who is tough and awesome.
Agreed. But do we know that he's going to be able to stay healthy?
We don't know that anybody's going to be able to stay healthy.
Yeah,
I get that.
But he's somebody that's past the prime of his career, been hurt.
Yeah.
Like, the Jets have done this before with the offensive line, trying to piecemeal it together.
I know.
It has not worked.
I grant you that. That's one of Joe Douglas' biggest failures. The quarterback. I agree. This seems different. It is different. So you don't need, if they didn't get Simpson and didn't have Tyron Smith, there's no doubt you have to take a left tackle. Must. They don't have to. And a matter of fact, I don't think that they're going to.
Right.
I think they're going to sign. Yeah, I think they're going to get another depth piece or two in free agency. I think they're going tight end, receiver, trading back.
And I think that's trading back, yes. Taking tight end or wide receiver there, that's something I would not do. And to me, it would be typical Jets. And I think Bowers has bust written all over him. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata, back on the Fan, taking your calls at 877-337-6666 ahead of the draft tonight.
All right, Sal, real quick before we get back to these draft calls. So today is April 25th, which means obviously yesterday was April 24th.
Mm-hmm.
Will tomorrow, rather than being remembered for being April 24th, perhaps be remembered for something else? The day that Judge and Lindor busted out. We think.
Surprised you brought that up. Frankie looked pretty good from the left side. You know, I noticed, and I'm trying to look more into this at the video, he was using a different bat yesterday. And remember how we talked about his bottom hand falling off or slipping off? I don't know if he was holding the bat differently, if it was a different bat. He said after the game that it clearly was a different color bat. And he said Narvaez helped him pick out the bat, but it's the same model that they both use, I guess. But I'm still not 100% sold that there wasn't something else different because I was closely watching the grip.
Okay.
And he had a firm grip with his bottom hand, like it should be, on top of the knob on the bat.
That's what leads through the zone. You got to pull down with the bottom hand.
And you saw him square a couple up, crush a couple homers.
He smacked that one home. That was a tank job.
Finally, he got to go. Hey, look, I called him out yesterday. You got to get the job done here. He's got to get going.
Mm-hmm.
And he did yesterday. I do think it's legit with Lindor. I think he's about to get going now. You don't.
Not really.
You're not buying it? What do you need to say?
I mean, first of all, Blake Snell was supposed to pitch. Yeah. Who the hell is this dude they wheeled out?
What's the difference?
Huh.
Hey, Lindor hammered two guys yesterday. Big win for the Mets, as a matter of fact.
Very big win.
That was an important game. We didn't really get much into it yesterday, and we're not going to get much into it today, but that was an important win yesterday.
It was a big win, there's no doubt.
Great road trip. Well, not great. Very good road trip, too.
Well, you start out with the two wins, and it was always fun when you smack around Yamamoto, but then, you know, 2-0 had a chance to turn into maybe 2-4.
Yeah,
that would have been very deflating. But, listen, I'm not convinced that Lindor is about to go on some tear. I don't think that was a very good pitcher. But, again, I want to give credit where it's due. I don't want to slant overly negative. I mean, a couple of bombs, you know, four knocks, bunch of ribbies. You did your job big time. But I do think the Mets are in a much better place. Like, they're coming home.
Yeah.
You got J.D. Martinez ready
coming
to play
back
this weekend.
Yeah.
Let's see where
season
you're at.
Season on. They're having to see. We talked about it yesterday. Like, I wouldn't have flipped out if the Mets lost yesterday, but it would have been like, uh-oh, are they going into the, you know, slide here that they may be tough to get out of? But no, they won the game that I thought that they had to win. They did their job. They're going to be, you know, close to a 500 team all year long. But you feel good right now coming off the win, coming off a successful 3-3 road trip against the Dodgers and Giants. Back home, Martinez coming back, Lindor getting hot.
Senga coming back soon, yeah.
All of a sudden,
I haven't heard anything about Senga the last week or two, you?
I have not, which is probably a good thing. Let him do his thing rehabbing.
Yep.
Yeah, and you mentioned Lindor, who he did it off of yesterday. I mean, you know what
I'm saying.
The A's
aren't very impressive.
I mean, come on.
Nah, listen, I'm not taking bows for Judge. It's one game.
No, you're not yet, but like Boone, Judgy and Soto going. What do you say? It's like chocolate milk or something? I don't know. What is, right, Rizzo. Yeah, they look great against Oakland.
Yeah, I mean, win today, take 3 out of 4,
I mean,
and just,
please,
you know, kind of just keep it moving here. The A's are horrendous. Although Bradford who pitched the night before is really good. And they, you know, they found a way to scratch him.
Joe Boyle yesterday.
Who? Oh, yeah.
Joey Boyle.
I was actually thinking of Pat because he had the goggles, too, like Boyle with the
glasses.
I don't
wear the goggles, man.
Oh, okay.
Oakleys.
Oakleys, whatever
it was. Oakley eyeglasses. They're not rec specs or goggles.
What do the Yanks got this
weekend? Like, remember, who was the first baseman?
Milwaukee?
Phillips?
Yeah, Jason Phillips.
He used to wear those things. Jeez.
Yeah. When do the Yanks play Baltimore? Is that next week?
I think it's this weekend. Well, hold on. I got to double check
now.
I'm still with the football and hoops at this point.
I thought it was at Milwaukee. Hoffa, you got the Yankee schedule here?
I'm popping
it. I thought it was at Milwaukee this weekend, then
at
Baltimore.
They got to be hitting the road here. Have to be.
Yes. And then back home for the Tigers, if I'm not mistaken.
Milwaukee this weekend, and then Baltimore Monday, Tuesday.
There you go.
Well, one more with the A's first. Let's not, you know, count the dub here.
No, no, no. I want to get, you know, while they'll beat the A's tonight, I would
say. And they'll be 18-8.
Okay,
and
which is great. This is a great start record-wise. Obviously, we want to see more. But at Milwaukee, all right, fun little, you know, different type road trip. But then, the battle for supremacy in the AL East next week.
And I like the fact that it's not the first week. You get a couple of games on the board. The stats are kind of the stats. The stories are kind of the stories. That'll be a fun series.
I think that'll be the true first barometer for where the Yankees are at. And Orioles as well. Like, were they legitimate to what they did last year? Obviously, they're good again this year, but that's going to be the first real measuring stick.
Yeah, well, I thought the first four games in Houston were a different measuring stick.
True.
But
and they obviously succeeded that with, you know, flying colors.
Boom,
but maybe
time. We swept them.
I remember.
Just in case you forgot.
I know, I remember. Unfortunately, I remember well.
Yeah.
All right, BT and Sal on the Fan. John is in Bergen County, New Jersey. John, you want a quarterback?
How you doing, guys?
Hey, bud.
Great show. Give me a few seconds. I have a couple of points. Big one is I'm going to the game tonight.
Now, wow.
Oh, yeah, I got my Rodgers jersey on. Okay. I don't know. I may get beat.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Yeah, bring some pepper spray.
But I'm assuming
you meant Knicks game, right?
Yeah, I think he means Knicks, yeah. But he's wearing the Rodgers jersey.
I'm going to see, but I got my Rodgers jersey on. Right. The draft tonight, you know? So the Jets, their best draft. What was their best draft do you think they ever had?
I don't know. Pick one.
A couple of years ago with Garrett Wilson, Sauce, and Brees.
How about Mangenius' draft?
Yeah, okay.
Wait, what? With Brick?
Yeah.
He picked two linemen.
All right, but what's the point?
John, come on.
Well, no, we're talking draft. So the Jets are a horror show, but the Giants, right? They're respectful at drafting. They take the best player. They don't love Daniel Jones. You know what they are? Mm. They're in bed with him. And you know what? Sex and love are two different things.
Yes, okay? They are, John, and thank you for the call. We appreciate that. Whew, that was a rough one.
You got a little bit of everything. Rodgers.
Yeah, but here's the difference with football.
Giants.
What game is he going to again? I still didn't get that.
Does he think the Flyers have a game? I don't know where he's going.
I just assumed Sixers, Knicks tonight as opposed to the Yankee
Double
game.
Double A baseball. Who knows what he's doing?
We know he's wearing his Rodgers jersey and likes the Mangini draft.
The Mangini.
But the Giants are having sex with Jones, but sex is not love. Or,
yeah, they're
that was
in bed,
the best
but,
thing he said.
Yeah, in football, though, is different from life. Like, yeah, love is great, but sex is. And in football, you want to be in love with somebody for a long-term relationship. There's no chance my wife is listening. Although she is out of the house.
There might be a chance of mine. Not only my wife, also my in-laws who are in. So, you know, generally I have a little fun with you, but let's keep this one moving. Jeez, I go home, the doors are locked. All my stuff, my golf clubs are in the street.
Right. If you're a franchise, you'd rather be in love with a player. You don't just want to be in bed with a player that you can't really...
True, but sometimes you got to draft a player because you really like them. You're not quite at the love stage. You pass the like stage. You really like, and, you know, you might really like somebody, draft them, and then fall out of love with them and say, or you do fall in love with them.
And by the way...
That's the trick for the Giants tonight.
Well, remember, too, it should be for them less about Daniel Jones because they didn't pick Daniel Jones.
But they paid him.
They paid him. I know. That's part of the problem. That's part of the problem. But it is a big deal that we haven't seen this regime take their own guy.
Yeah.
That's all that I want. I want to see Shane and Dave. I wanted this 2 years ago. I'd like to see it now, huh?
I just have a question. So if you like somebody, but you find out that, you know, say you sleep with them, but then you realize you don't like them. Then what do?
You don't call him back.
You cut him. Yeah, you move on.
You ghost him.
I know, but if they're the first overall pick?
The Jets did that with Zach Wilson.
Yeah, you gotta flirt with somebody else like Rodgers.
Seems too complicated.
It's really not.
No, it's not.
The goal is to get somebody that
you love.
That you love.
But why don't you love him before you get
people fall out. You fall out of love.
Yeah, it can happen.
I mean, I used to love you. I don't love you anymore. It happens.
I had a comment I'm going to keep.
Go for it.
No, do not say it. All right, let's keep it moving here. One more. Eric is in Rivervale, New Jersey. Eric?
BT, Sal. How
Yo.
Are you, gentlemen?
What's up, Eric?
Oh, man, I don't know. I feel like that guy was like a human fortune cookie. That was a rough one. But human fortune
cookie. I knew we were off to a rough start when I teed him up to get to the point.
Yes,
and then he started with other stuff. And then
so,
like, oh,
Joe, you want a quarterback tonight? Man, I'm wearing my Rodgers jersey. I'm going down to the Knicks game. They didn't even say Knicks. But
anyway,
yeah.
Go ahead, Eric.
Well, so, yeah, talking here on the draft, and you know, BT, obviously, I'm really interested in your perspective as the, you know, the unkillable Jets fans that we are here.
That's right.
I've seen so many different things, obviously, and I think, you know, honestly, the draft coming up tonight, what I'm most excited about is that the mock drafts will be over. But, the you know, I've seen anywhere from the Jets, you know, trading up and potentially going after, you know, Malik Nabers on the wide receiver front, or potentially trading back. And you know, and if they trade back, I saw maybe with the Colts and that they would potentially still be able to get Brock Bowers. So I guess my question really is to you, BT. And then, Sal, I had a question just because some of the things you said for you, which was...
Go ahead. Just finish the first question. First question.
Yeah. BP, the is if Alt and Bowers are both there...
Yep.
What do you do? What would you... What, I guess two questions, twofold there.
Yeah.
What would you want them to do, and what should they do?
I want Bowers.
I do, too.
Yeah, and you're both going to be wrong. Oh, what's your second question,
He's
Eric?
Different.
For you, Sal, I mean, a lot of what you were talking about is Bowers being a bust.
Yeah.
I know that that's obviously you being the Falcons fan that you are.
Hey, he has no idea if Bowers is going to be a bust.
Yeah, but you don't have
just
any idea.
Kyle Pitts isn't even a bust.
Yeah, but you don't have any idea that he's going to be good.
No, that's true. That's true.
So it's the same thing. And by the way, Kyle Pitts, a billion times more talented than Brock Bowers.
How do you know?
I watched them play.
Have you watched Brock Bowers play?
Yeah, I see some of his highlights.
Wait, do you, like, what's their 40 times? What's their shuttle? What's their height?
Kyle,
what's their
Kyle
weight?
Pitts
what's their
is,
radius?
And thanks for
you
the color.
Don't know.
Kyle Pitts is bigger than Brock Bowers. He's faster than Brock Bowers. You can at least justify them taking a unicorn tight end.
Yeah.
Where, now, I would never take a tight end number four, but you could at least justify them saying, you know what, this guy is special in his athleticism, his size, his speed. Brock Bowers is a average-looking tight end.
No, he's not average, dude. You don't get
now. What, he's breaking tackles against, you know, University of South Florida? I'm supposed to get excited about that?
Okay, so Brock Bowers ran a 4.5, and Kyle Pitts is a 4.4. Mm-hmm. It's... I mean, listen, 4.4 is better than 4.5.
All right,
but
Kyle Pitts is 6'6".
All right, how tall is Brock Bowers?
6'3".
Is, I don't think Pitts is 6'6", is he?
I just looked it up before.
He did? Well,
I mean, I guess he could be 6'5". I thought he's 3 inches higher.
He hasn't been 6'6".
Yeah,
okay.
6'6".
See, but here's the thing. Like, no, I don't know that Bowers is going to be a star. I'm willing to take the chance on him being that star.
Understood.
I think he can be a star. But, I mean, I understand that you built in a high probability of failure with all these guys. But I think that when you say that Pitts is a bust, I think that's ridiculous. He's not a
bust.
Well,
he's a bust relative to expectations. My point is that Pitts is more athletic. He's taller. He's faster. He's more talented than Brock
Bowers.
Does
he run better routes?
Well, I mean, I'm not breaking down the film
to that
extent.
But that's really what matters. Like, if you have 1/10 of a second.
I think Pitts runs good routes, and I'm sure Brock Bowers does as well. But the point was that Pitts was supposed to game-changing tight end. He's not. That's why I say bust. He could be a productive player, and he's been fine, but not for the 4th overall pick. Look where Travis Kelce was picked, 63rd.
No, I know.
Look where George Kittle was picked, 160, whatever.
I get that point.
That's where you get value in a tight end, not 10th on a guy who doesn't even... Like Kyle Pitts, you could say, oh, why is he picking that early? Well, because he's got athleticism and size off the charts for a tight end. He plays like a wide receiver, but he could be as physical as a tight end. Brock Bowers does not.
Yeah, but, and again, I'm not a scout. I've seen them both play. I saw Pitts play a lot more. I saw Pitts play more in college than Bowers, quite frankly.
Right.
I did. I remember watching Pitts a lot and Bowers enough. I think when you look at the measure, I'll give you that there's a chance that he's not what I think he is. But there's also a reason, doesn't mean it's going to come to fruition, but there's also a reason that he's positioned the way he is. It's not like... He's nowhere near Kyle Pitts in terms of the measurable stuff.
Right.
Otherwise, he wouldn't be positioned as this can't-miss superstar tight end.
Yeah, but I don't think he is a can't-miss superstar tight end.
No, I do, but a lot of people do.
Yeah.
A lot of people who know more than we do.
Right, understood. But they also, and to their point, I'm saying the same thing. They said the same thing about Kyle Pitts, and they were also wrong.
Yeah, but he is a quarterback.
Pitts is way ahead of where I think Bowers is But even so, Pitts wasn't what they said he was going to be. Look, I remember feeling this the way with Sam Darnold, where everybody's like, oh, no, he's a mobile quarterback, can run. And you watch the film and you're saying, no, he can't. He's slow. Like, the stuff that he does at the collegiate level, that's not going to transfer to the NFL. That's the same thing I'm seeing with Brock Bowers. He doesn't have elite speed, and maybe
4.5 speed for tight ends elite.
Yeah,
most of these guys
I'm
run
not
a
seeing
four,
it fly
four,
off the screen.
4.6 4.5 elite.
Yeah,
it's
not,
elite.
When I see it on the screen, I'm not
watching
jump off
the truck. Receivers running 4.4.
Okay, and I'm also seeing his greatest strength, breaking some tackles. Yeah, against college level players.
Well, I mean, like, that's all you judged against.
Understood. It's just not, to me, it's not.
I got gonna, you. Yeah, we see him. We definitely see him differently.
And we won't know that for years out, but either way.
But it's a feeling going in.
Correct.
And if the Jets get him, I'm pumped.
And as a philosophy for me, I just wouldn't take tight end, especially him, with the 10th overall pick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.